Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. Well, we're at the door of 2020, and this is the last one of my monocasts about Foresight 2020. And today I want to talk about how building trust is important to sales, especially in this upcoming year. So I had this new customer contact me, and they wanted to figure out how to use SEO to build up traffic to their website, which totally makes sense. I mean, it can, and it's great for that kind of stuff. But the key question I have to ask them is, why? Why do you want to build up traffic? What do you expect out of it? And it made a lot of sense. The person heard a presentation on SEO and heard the benefits of how much traffic it can drive. And the agency they're currently working with is a company that focuses on B2C companies. So they're really good at doing websites, but they really don't understand the business-to-business differences that make up what's important to a business-to-business company as opposed to a business-to-consumer company. Now, SEO is great. I have nothing against it. But when it comes to business-to-business, it has a couple of challenges. The first one is it can be hard to get complex ideas across in search keywords or phrases. So if you're trying to create a campaign around something that's fairly common, for example, I work with a company that sells bras. Okay, those are very common. I think about 50% of the population probably are into those. But you know, there's a difference between a consumer bra and a business-to-business bra. Those would be ones that maybe you sell to hospitals that have surgical implications, and the niche is very narrow. So you can still capitalize on the big amount of search on that keyword, but you can narrow it down to something very specific, like a mastectomy bra or a cancer bra or something in that niche. So it's easier to use that kind of terminology in SEO. But when you're talking about obscure things that have a very low search volume, no matter how much SEO you do, you're going to get a very limited amount of traffic. And the other thing is that traffic going to be specific to your business? So in other words, finding the right customers at the right time, they need to purchase what you sell without having to educate them through concepts like SEO is the challenge. So starting in 2020, I'm going to start a new podcast series based on a book that I'm writing. And that book is going to be about why you're not in the sales business. You're in the trust business. The difference between the sales business and the trust business is trust means you're competing for hearts and minds of current and future clients. And that's essentially what I'm going to be doing, is going step by step through a lot of the core concepts of the book. Now, keep in mind that a lot of businesses try to use consumer tactics when selling B2B or business to business. Advertising is a one-to-many strategy. You get your ads out in front of as many people as you can, and they'll kind of self-regulate. Where content marketing is really targeted to talking to your perfect customer and hitting them in the heart and hitting them in the mind, and hopefully at the time that they're ready to make a buying decision. But if they're not, staying aware that you are in the marketplace ready to help them when they need it. So let's talk about some of these concepts today. The first thing you have to understand is trust has to be earned. It's not something that you can just buy with an ad. And I'll give you five different ways that you can earn trust in a little bit. In a recent Foresight 2020 podcast and blog, I talked about how email is what I'm predicting to be the big thing this year. And to kind of build upon that, I want to talk about why I do not trust Facebook anymore and why I do trust LinkedIn. So let's start with Facebook. I heard Mark Zuckerberg talk at a college, and one of the things that he said is you don't want your social media company filtering out what they think is true or not. Now, in a sense, he's right. But I think he's conflating free speech with advertising. In other words, they take ads that are completely false. And since we're on the cusp of a huge election year, that is going to be a big, big moneymaker for them. So he doesn't want to stop the funds from coming in. But in reality, when you look at Facebook, it is very divisive. I try to sidestep that divisiveness by posting a quote of the day and a caption contest. And those things are supposed to be fun and inspirational, but even those are getting divisive. So the key thing about social media, especially in the Facebook world, is it's going to get worse, not better. And the chances of our business messages actually showing up in people's feeds are going to slowly diminish as they start to break off into camps that only want to talk about one or two things. Now, LinkedIn, on the other hand, is a business-to-business network that makes most of its money on jobs. So they want your content because people will spend an average of 22 minutes a day on Facebook, but less than 10 minutes a week on LinkedIn. So your content has a higher intrinsic value to the platform. The thing they don't like you to do is take people off the platform because they want them to stay there and buy things. But you have a better chance of being seen there. So that's why I trust LinkedIn more for B2B networking and B2B content marketing. So let me give you the five things that I think you can do to earn trust in your business this year. And here they are. Number one is give away free value up front. Give away great articles, podcasts, blogs, ebooks, whatever you can to educate people and make them feel like they get something of value without having to give anything away. The second thing is offer a money-back guarantee no matter what you do. One of the things that I do in my business is I don't do long-term contracts. I bill month to month. If the client's happy, they pay the next bill. And so far, I have not had anybody not pay the next month's bill. The next thing that you can do is build case studies. Show how you have helped other people, but do it in a way that you know that your target audience can benefit from those case studies. The next thing you can do is gather as many testimonials as you can, but make sure they're focused on the key things that are keeping people up at night. What is their problem, and how does that testimonial build trust that you are the right solution? And of course, the very last one is referrals. The easiest way to get people to trust you is when somebody they know, like, and trust already trusts you and they recommend you. So think about using that as a tool this year. So finally, I hope you come along for the ride on me basically writing this book on this podcast and blog. And I will be interviewing other business owners and guests who can help us get our arms around what's going to work in 2020. So I hope you'll follow along. So I have a request for you. If you know a good business owner who's into B2B marketing, who could be a great guest on this podcast, hit me up on LinkedIn, on Facebook, and instant messages, or email me at askbrian@b2b-im.com. I look forward to your referral.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.